Hi guys, welcome back to Banyo Thoughts, your daily dose of adventure and happiness. So, nag-request si Leia sa akin na mag-play daw ako ng keyboard. So, sabi ko sa sarili ko, sige, try natin. Hindi pa pwede. Gusto ko, pero saan na lang, i-reserve natin for some other day. I don't know what's called, but technical strategy, no? Technical techniques? I don't know. Techniques yata yung tawag doon. So, it's really more of the finger techniques. So, para lang masanay yung daliri sa piano. Kasi sumasabit lagi yung ring finger tsaka yung pinky finger ko eh. So, usually sabi daw nila kailangan daw mahaba daw yung daliri mo pa nagpa-piano. I don't have long nails kasi. Long fingers eh. Not sure, but sabi nila, that's what they say. But yeah, anyway, so today, to be honest, I really have no idea of what to share because I just want to keep on doing this podcast on a daily basis, whether it's just a random topic or whether there's a specific topic that I have in mind, or I just want to keep the habit coming along because this is really part of the my practice and my discipline in doing it consistently every day at this time. So, but there is one actually, I just encountered it a few days ago about, I don't know if you guys read or follow this guy called Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a very popular social media guy and he really gives good advice on business, marketing, and social media strategies and stuff like that. And then there's this one post that he did where it's kind of a cartoon post where when you overthink, you slow down and you get past. Basically, the bottom line is that you have to do things with speed. Speed is greater than perfection. So rather than perfecting something, you'd rather execute it now and keep on doing it rather than coming up with a fantastic name and fantastic idea or fantastic packaging or fantastic jingle or fantastic copy for your advert, whatever. So, dun, before, kasi sakit ko yan eh. Like, gusto ko rin minsan na... Yung katay na yung likod ko. Natawa tuloy ako. Sad ko rin niya kasi sometimes yung mentality mo that you want everything to be perfect. Pero hindi naman pala kailangan maging perfect. Yun ang na-realize ko rin over the past few months that for you to be able to move forward and you learn actually more when you start doing things and making mistakes along the way rather than coming up with a fantastic idea in the beginning. Especially, I think, for startup founders or for people who are starting in a business, don't get too lost with making everything correct or nice or beautiful or ano, maayos lahat. Just execute. So don't, I mean, people ask me about sometimes what's the best name for a business. Pangalanin mo na lang na ano, na kunyari, food business eh. Pangalanin mo na lang ng pangalan mo, for example. Or pangalan ni Mateo, sabi natin, Mateo Food Business. Ganun na kasimple, and just execute it. And you can change the name over time. So it doesn't really have to be now. You have to start coming up with this fantastic name. Because really, the important thing is that you test out ideas and you execute based on those ideas. And then if the feedback is very important, so when you get, when you improve the process, then dun ka nag-i-improve rin in terms of branding. So pwede ka na mag-isip ng kung ano-anong bagay or improvement na yung product and itsura ng product mo. Pero yun lang, I think that's one thing I think even for on a personal note, for us, sometimes when we get involved in doing something that we like or we just want to learn something we like, we want to learn it fast or we're kind of impatient in doing it because nothing going. We're a bit of perfectionists. Like for example, I'll give you an example. Actually, I recently joined a virtual online K-pop dance. Oh, diba? I'll actually post about it in a, maybe tomorrow or today. So because I have just get the materials from it lang. But in any case, the syempre mga kasama mo marurunong na mag K-pop sumayaw, no? And most of them are all yeah, predominantly like I think 90% of them are all women. So mindset ko lang is pag sumali ka doon, syempre kailangan nakakaya naman kung di ka marunong sumayaw. I mean, that's the first thing. So kung actual studio yan, doon na lang talaga ako sa likod. Hindi ako pupunta sa harapan. Bumumukha lang akong tanga pag sumayaw. Pareho pa naman kaliwa yung paa. Pero ang gusto ko lang kasi mangyari is to try it out. More because I want to experience how it feels like to dance what you watch in sa mga music videos ng mga popular K-pop artists, and how it's done here and who teaches and stuff like that. So and kind of music you want to hear as well. So madami yung gusto, yung mga gustong idea ko na gusto ko talagang i-execute kung kakayanin. Kasi di natin malalaman kung di naman natin malalaman kung kaya o hindi. Same rin with the experience that I had recently with playing the piano nga. Like I was telling you about the fingers, right? So usually the pinky and the ring finger always hits each other whenever you play the magkasunod na piece. So kung sa ay magkasunod na keys. So laging sumasablay. But over the past few days since I've been practicing it, the slowly hindi naman perfect, nawawala yan, naghihiwalay na siya. May sarili na siyang utak ngayon, hindi na siya nagkakaroon ng sarili ng utak ngayon, sumusunod na sa akin. So now I can actually press the pinky and the ring finger without them intertwining with each other. So I guess tama nga sabi ni Sensei Enrico that if you keep on practicing, develop that habit. And I guess siguro ako, I mean, over time I've been very impatient with a lot of things. So kaya nawawala yung hindi siya nagiging habit. Pag hindi ko na kompleto ngayon, hindi maganda ngayon, nawawala ng gana. So that can't be that's my promise to myself. It can't happen anymore. That I have to keep on doing it daily basis and not expect something grand, but just a slight growth every day, like a small, kahit na maliit na growth lang every day, or magawa mo lang siya every day. Actually, one of the exciting things that I'm actually doing is learning dance, which is actually again, you said sabi ko nga sumali ako ng K-pop, but there is actually a dance groove that I really like, which is called dance hall. It's actually a Jamaican-based dance, which I feel is more me. Or parang may pagka-African vibes, may pagka reggae vibes talaga na. It's all about emotions and feelings when you execute the dance. So, yeah. Anyway, makita nyo naman eventually kasi I'll be discussing and I'll be sharing with you the different dance. Wow! May mga dance show na rin. No? I mean, it's just to be able to share the history behind it and to show that, you know, if this is me, again, this is me processing things because of over the recent, you know, recent months, even years of things that I have built up in my head. I just want to take control of the I'm trying to unlearn things in my mind that became habits that are counterproductive to my growth. So that's why I'm pursuing these things, because I realized I'm doing a business about experience, but even on the personal note, in the personal level, I'm not even trying to execute that experience, that things that I like. So so I started exploring that over the past few weeks, because nga siguro lang na marang matest lang natin yung waters para makita lang natin where where our capabilities are and where our limitations are, and at the same time to, again, at the bottom line of the day, just to have fun with it. You know, hindi na, I'm not bragging or anything, I'm just saying that, you know, each of us have a different coping mechanism, and each of us have, like, for example, one of my friends, mere fact ng pag, you know, pagkuha na ng manga is very therapeutic for that person. I think it's just us, you know, finding our what's therapeutic for us, what heals us. Because again, the advantages of social media is to be connected, we start seeing each other. But the also disadvantage of it is that we start comparing. So I guess we've over time, if you've grown into the spirit where the internet is predominant and, you know, there's more, we see what's happening with other people, you tend to compare. So it can happen that if we're not really, you know, built or we're not very conscious of it, we start feeling bad for ourselves. Why are we not like that? Why are they better than us? And etc. So it builds up whole tons of insecurities. So yun ang na-realize ko yung sarili ko. I have tons of insecurities about myself. Ang dami kong realization ng quarantine, actually. Well, it actually helped because during the time of when I had the conversation with Ms. Susie and I started writing things down, that really helped me a lot in terms of coming out with realizing the things that are really my predominant thoughts. No? So, yun lang. I mean, I just wanted to share that. And so, really, at the end of the day, just keep on executing, keep on doing things. You know, speed is always, always greater than perfection. Just don't overthink. Just do it. For me, for example, making a podcast, making a video podcast, right, sharing this or taking a video of this can be. Ngayon nasisimula na yung parang wala na maisip na idea. Pero kailangan mo lang talaga siya gawin. So kailangan mo na yung on yung video and record it, and that's it. And you start talking, and then it just happens na lang. So I guess that's how I personally work on it, and maybe it can help you out. No, so do something. You know, that's something that's really enjoyable and therapeutic for you. Experiment on it, try it out, and if it's just have fun with it. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work, and then just have a nice laugh with it. You know, and I think that's really generally what life is all about. Really, it's like what makes us happy is just really we just keep on doing things that are fun and exciting, and that, you know, gives us like a smile during the end of at the end of the day. That you're, yeah, pag nag-isip ko na, oy, masaya naman pala yung araw ko ngayon, you know, hindi naman ganun kabigat, especially now, so even though we're still in the quarantine period, I mean, we can still find those little joys. All right, so yun lang, I just wanted to share that, and I hope you guys enjoy this podcast and video podcast episode. See you guys tomorrow again, and have a good day ahead. See ya. Bye-bye.